Hello and welcome back to the Book Marketing Tips and Author Success Podcast. This is Penny Sansevieri and Amy Cornell. And we are, well, there's a bunch of weird stuff happening in Southern California by the time this show airs.
Hopefully Penny will still be here.
I know, hopefully Penny will still be here. We have a hurricane headed for San Diego, which is super weird. And nobody, and I'll tell you something, Southern California is not at all geared for, like, we are so not prepared for inclement weather, like literally. I mean, it is actually, you know, kind of funny. So I'm on a string with Amy and some people that we know who live in other parts of the country where they actually have like crazy, crazy weather. And I'm getting all these lists and I'm like, oh, okay. So my only takeaway was buy cheese and have wine ready. Just, so there's this really weird hurricane thing that's headed, you know, potentially headed our way. I don't know. It's all very weird. So hopefully this won't be the last show that Amy and I record together, but oh my gosh. So it's going to be a wild weekend. And I led with that because, Amazon sometimes feels like it's a little bit of a hurricane, right?
Good one. You did it. You connected them. I love it.
I did. I made the connection. So it wasn't just about, oh my God, Penny started the show off just talking about herself again. Amazon feels off. They test stuff and then they get rid of it. Like that thing. So we did a show on this, right? I was getting ready to teach a class and I'm taking all these screenshots and stuff. I'm like, this is awesome. And then literally, and it was that morning of the class because I like to update my slide decks with really current stuff. And by the time I taught the class 2 hours later, it was gone. Makes me so mad. Anyway, Amy, when she was doing some of our optimizations, she discovered something that had changed on Amazon that I think they're actually going to be rolling this out pretty quickly. Do you want to tell us what you saw?
Yeah. So a week ago, I was doing searches, doing the optimization. So did an Amazon search. And if any of your search terms were in the title of a book that came up in the results, those search terms showed up as bolded text in the book title. It was very cool. And when I did this a week ago, it was showing up on Safari, but not on Chrome. And as Penny said, Amazon is always testing things, rolling out. So whenever I see something in one browser, I try to check it in at least one other browser just to see if it's an across the board change or test, because sometimes they will do it on different platforms incrementally. So that's always fascinating too. But then when I checked this morning, knowing we were going to do a show on it, the same thing was happening, but it was in Chrome and not on Safari. But again, very interesting. So if you put, romantic suspense with murder, you know, in your search terms, if any books that show up in the search results have those specific words, romantic, suspense, or murder in their book title, it will show up as bolded text in the results, which just kind of blew my mind because, you know, what's bolded text for? It's to draw your attention, right, Penny?
Right. And you know, what's really, you know, so this is probably going to get me blacklisted from Amazon, but I'm going to say it anyway. Amazon has no original ideas because Google's been doing this for probably about 6 months now.
Mm-hmm.
When you go into search and it bolds stuff, which, you know, makes a lot of sense, but it does speak to, y'all got to pay attention to those keywords because this is, and I know we're going to talk a little bit more about subtitles, but this is becoming a really crucial thing on Amazon.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, yeah, bolded text, it draws our attention. Amazon, and this is something we've been talking about in a lot of the Amazon, you know, breaking news updates, shows, the episodes that we've been doing, is that they are really trying to better control the flow of shopping, what people are focused on when they're using the platform, where their attention goes once search results come up. I mean, they are really trying to fully direct the show. And a lot of these changes help in that regard for them, at least.
Yeah. Yeah. It absolutely does help. And I think that it helps with, obviously it helps to get more exposure. It helps to draw the eye. The bolding thing just absolutely blows my mind that Amazon's doing that though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I mean, when you see something, when you search for something, you were very intentional about that. So when the search results have bolded words in them that match what you already, you know, pulled out of your brain and threw into the search bar, you know, we can't help but think those results are more accurate or valid, you know. And certainly a lot of those books are probably going to fit the bill, especially if you're being relatively specific in what you're searching for, and they're going to be solid contenders. But the tricky thing is that doesn't mean that books without any bolding aren't also a great fit for what you're looking for. It just works out that your particular search terms were not in the title or subtitle of some of those books. And so they won't show up bolded. But what's unfortunate is that how many of us are going to take the time to figure that out? You know, a lot of us won't, or at least not the majority of the time. We're naturally going to be drawn to the results that have a lot of bolding because it reaffirms what we were looking for.
Are they doing this? And so did you see this? Because I was on Amazon just before we did the show, and I cycled back over to that page just to get again, just now. So was this search prominent on the Kindle page or the book page?
On the Kindle page specifically.
Okay. Okay.
I know. Now here we are like typey.
I know. Right. Because, you know, because now it's gone.
Oh God. See?
Yeah. But now it's gone. But it is something that Amazon is definitely is, you know, Amazon always thinks that they can, Amazon, you cannot outsmart the girls from the podcast. Sorry. But Amazon, and the other piece of it though, too, is that Amazon is also changing the look of one thing that I have noticed. And I know this is a different sort of topic, but also under the Amazon umbrella, Amazon is also changing the way that ads look in search results too.
Oh, really?
So they are. Yeah. They're really starting to play around with their, with how things are showing up in search. But the bolding thing, I think this is a really good message to any author out there. If you have not spent the time on your subtitle, and just so we're clear about the rules on the subtitle. So if you have a subtitle in your book, right, you cannot add a different subtitle to your book, right? So my, like, How to Sell Books by the Truckload on Amazon was my book title. And then my subtitle was like tips and tricks for, and I have a number of books, so I don't memorize my subtitles. I heard how to sell a boatload of books or tips and tricks for insider information on Amazon. That was on the book title, and I have to use that in the subtitle.
Because it was on your cover, right?
Because it was on my cover.
Yep.
If your book does not have a subtitle on the cover, and a lot of like fiction books, poetry books, et cetera, memoirs especially, do not. Then you can go ahead and add your subtitle as you can add a subtitle as you're uploading the book to Amazon, and or if you have a publisher, let them know that you want, that you want to add a subtitle to the book, right? And subtitles may also change too. So I've known authors, and we've actually recommended this too, as different things become, you know, sometimes subtitles change seasonally. And so we're getting into like the holiday season soon, right? Or like a perfect Halloween read or something could be something that you may want to change in your subtitle, right? In terms of, you know, depending on what your book tethers to. But here's an example of, this is just something that I stumbled on. And I'm not going to give the title of the book away, but the subtitle is a 10 book box set, which I would have dropped that. An amateur female sleuth historical cozy mystery series. Boom.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I would drop a 10-book box set because I think you can sort of see that from the cover. You can see the way that they've angled the cover and that there's 10 books. So you could have probably put that in the, you know, in the book description. But an amateur female sleuth historical cozy mystery series. That's really where...
So many keywords in there.
That's where Amazon is going. And then you scroll down to like Sandra Brown, and I just happened to search, I think I searched romance and suspense or something. And Sandra Brown just has the title of her book, boom, nothing else. Now, obviously she's a brand, she probably doesn't need, but the rest of us need all the keywords and the subtitles that we can grab.
Yeah, exactly. I grabbed a couple too that I just stood out to me as having the right, they were going the right direction with keywords. A sexy, thrilling, romantic suspense. Another one, the action-packed Jake Pendleton political thriller series. I mean, that's another author like your example, Penny, that managed to get multiple, you know, genre-specific keywords in there. And it's just really smart because a lot of those, and I got those because I did, to be candid, a little more general searches. You know, I did romantic suspense and then I did a political thriller one. But it was amazing. The difference just in the shopping experience, seeing these books come up that were bolded and very clearly drawing my eye to those results specifically. And it works. Amazon, what they're trying to do is going to work.
Yeah, it is going to work. And I'll be curious when they're going to ask that, you know, if they're just rolling this out incrementally, because you mentioned that it was showing up on Safari, but not on Chrome. Mm.
Yes, originally it was Safari, not on Chrome. Just this morning I saw it on Chrome. I'm not going to ticky tick in everybody's ear anymore to try Safari, but you know I will as soon as we're done recording. And it's one of those things that just kind of pops in and out. So, but I do have, I have a couple screenshots, not one of the more interesting ones, but I stumbled upon it when I was working on a young adult fantasy novel. And that's when it first caught my attention, how often these bolded titles were starting to show up. It wasn't just like a here or there thing. I want to say that I've seen it previously, even with sponsored ads, Penny, like they were testing doing that first, but that didn't stick around very long. It seemed like a, you know, at the time, like, okay, was that a glitch? Was it not? But now that it's kind of filtering into the full results that you get after searching, it definitely caught my attention. So I was like, okay, this is a thing now.
Yeah, it is. It definitely is going to be a thing. And the other piece of it that, and this is something else that I discovered the other day, and I neglected to add it into the show notes and mention it to you while we were in the green room. But when you're on a book page, and this isn't consistent across the board, and I think just because it's about how many people are actually highlighting passages from your book, I think it has to hit a certain number before it winds mm-hmm. up on your book page. But you've seen that, right? Like, 200 people highlighted this in the Kindle page and it shows up on the Amazon book page. Now, those Kindle highlights are being shown in some cases on the search page as well. So, you know, you go into Amazon and you type in whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Starting a new business, and you pull up a whole bunch of books, and it's also showing up in the search page. And I think because Amazon has realized that more buying decisions are made. People are usually not like, oh, I'm going to click on one book and then I'm going to click on another. Then I'm going to click on another. They're probably making their buying decisions right from this page.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's a very good point.
So, and I think that if you have, so we just did a show on, if you have a bunch of books that you have out, you haven't really had the time to market them, right? So you're a serial writer, not necessarily a serial marketer. This might be a really good opportunity to go back through some of your older titles to the degree that you have access to them and update the subtitle. If you don't have access and you're dealing with a publisher, whether it's a hybrid or a traditional publisher, give them the subtitle and ask them to update the book, because this is definitely going to become a thing.
Yeah. And if this is, again, and we've mentioned this on a lot of shows, but we mentioned on the episode we just recorded, the beauty about books is that with each new book that you put out there, you have the opportunity to do things better and smarter and more strategic than the last time. So we still like to bring these to your attention, because even if you can't do it for what you already have out on the market right now, keep it in mind for your next release.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I'll tell you something. We don't have, just so we're clear, we don't have a special, you know, we don't have any insider knowledge on Amazon. Like, Amazon doesn't call us and say, hey, Amy and Penny, we're doing this. We spend a lot of time on the Amazon website. So,
oh my gosh, yes.
As an author, you know, it might behoove you to spend a little bit of time searching around the Kindle store, search around the bookstore, and see as you start to see new things populate. I'm telling you right now, I've been seeing Amazon ads incrementally show up in Google searches because Amazon is exploring putting Amazon ads in Google searches, which kind of scares me because at the price of the Amazon ads, it's just going to start going through the roof.
I was going to say that can't be inexpensive.
Yeah, it's not going to be inexpensive. So it is, there are things that Amazon experiments with and spending some time on the site is exactly how you figure out and you start to see things that Amazon is beta testing.
Mm-hmm. 100%. It's exciting stuff. They'll probably do more of these shows in the future, no doubt.
I know we've done a lot of shows. You know what's so funny is we've done a lot of shows recently about Amazon changes, just because I think that the nature of, I don't know that Amazon is necessarily changing their algorithm, because I think the algorithm is fairly stable, but I think that they are changing how people, how books are showing up, how they're showing up in search, and also being aware of where consumers are actually buying from, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we love, as ever, we love show ideas. We welcome show ideas. Anytime you want to send us an idea for a show, we also love reviews. We've had a couple of folks reach out to us recently that we love hearing from people who have benefited from the show. And we get a lot of reviews that say that y'all never, you know, every single show you laugh at least once. That is our goal. We want to make marketing accessible. We want to unpack all the secrets, but most of all, we want to make it fun. So thank you so much for tuning in. This is Penny Santaveri and Amy Purnell, and we'll see you next time.